filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those very Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the program. Omaha, Nebraska, our hearts go out to you, listeners on the mighty 1290 KOIL-AM there, News Talk. A lot of fans in Omaha, Nebraska, and that horrible story of Kerry Orozco. I'm personally having a difficult time shaking that. I'm telling you that right now. It does anger me when I see the Michael Brown, this phony movement based on a lie, The whole hands up, don't shoot, Michael Brown's hands weren't up. When I see the reaction in Ferguson and when I see the reaction in Baltimore and Cleveland, just, you know, Cleveland is still breaking. We don't know what's going to wind up happening up there yet. It's been quieter than the other two cities. But you see the T-shirts, you know, and the whole thing is based on a lie. Here's some good advice. Don't break the law. Don't break the law. Don't run from the cops. Don't flee from the cops. Or bad things can happen to you. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're yellow. I don't care if you're in a spaceship and don't know the rules of planet Earth. Don't break the law. And that's just good advice. Someone tell me when that became bad advice. Can you do that? Tweet me at AARMark, at AARMark. When did that become bad advice? Good heavens. Prince. Rallying on, we got 21 rap sheet with 21 charges long. I'm not saying he deserved to die. Get your head out of your patootie. That's not what I'm talking about. And if that's where you're going, then, you know, you're just one of the headline surfers that they depend on. You know, one of the ignorant or stupid. Look up the definitions. I didn't write the definitions. But I will tell you this. Ignorance left unchecked breeds stupidity. And certain movements in this country, like Democrat Party politics and progressive liberalism and hands up, don't shoot, that require a particular amount of that said ignorance and stupidity in order to be successful. No clear-thinking individual thinks telling someone not to break the law is bad advice. That does not mean that so-and-so should have been killed. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is if you don't have a rap sheet, 25 charges, 15 felonies, burglaries, robberies, heroin, methamphetamine, if you don't have that rap sheet, the odds are you're not going to be killed by a police officer. A good one or a bad one. That's just the fact. I don't care if you don't like it or not. That's just the truth. Boy, oh boy, there's bad advice. Don't break the law. Michael Brown, stealing cigars, trying to disarm a cop, pounding on him, beating on him in his car. Let me tell you something. You're pounding on me, you're beating on me, you're trying to get my gun out of my holster. That's Mortal Kombat. I don't care how you slice it. More than likely, one of us is going to go down. In the case of Michael Brown, it was Michael Brown. He lost. I don't have any sympathy for Michael Brown. He didn't have his hands up. That's a lie. Proven to be a lie. But it doesn't matter to a certain section of our society who would rather walk around ignorant and or stupid. And that's sad. And that's why I get angry when I hear about and I read a story about Kerry Orozco. and then made even worse by the fact that her daughter, who was in neonatal intensive care, as my daughter was, so I can feel that. Who was coming home the day after she was killed. She's now being buried on her original due date. Her daughter was 3 months premature, which is why, of course, she was in the neonatal intensive care unit. The whole story is sickening and it's disgusting. And I don't hear Sharpton and I don't hear rally cries and I don't hear Prince writing songs about it and rallies about it. And I know that sadly, that there are people out there who don't care, who are cheering that another police officer is killed. And that's sickening to me. It's sickening to me. This has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with right and wrong, period. So the best advice I can give anybody is don't break the law. You don't break the law, if you're not a gangbanger, you're not selling something you're not supposed to be, you're not taking something that doesn't belong to you, the odds have it you are not going to be chased and hunted down by the fugitive gang task force. But am I missing something here? Wow. Unbelievable. Anyway, Sean, welcome to the program. So I say Memorial Day, all right? Make sure you keep those officers because you know what? Blue lives matter. All lives matter. Boy, there's something, isn't it? Sean, how are you doing today?
I do's all right.
You having an okay time? This case there in Omaha really hit me hard. I'm having a tough time shaking that one.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I don't know what that makes me. Yeah, I read you another one about Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, another cop who was killed by a thug who stole his car, left him for dead, drove off. In this case, he was apprehended, as they eventually all will be eventually, or killed, one of the two. Take your pick. I don't really care. But it's really something. And then when I see the lies that these movements are based on, it really does. It bothers me. I don't know, maybe it should it not bother me? Does it bother you, Sean?
It does in somewhat, but at the same time, I understand that you cannot let someone else dictate what your game is, because one of the things that the progressive left is really good about is doing things that get our attention, and while we're focusing on certain things that they're doing, we just know we can't win that battle. So I just tend to turn my ears off and let these guys do what they do and move on.
Okay.
I'm not sure I caught all that. I know that sounds crazy, but,
I'm not sure I caught all that. Some of that went over my head, but that's okay. I get the gist of where you're going.
Well, it's this way. The Democrat Party has always remembered, they have always been good about shifting focus. And the Republican Party, unfortunately, falls into that category with them, because a lot of the stuff that you see these cats doing, they know that the general
they know how to exploit a tragedy, and they know how to shift and direct attention. I know where you're going with that. I get all that. And that's why I want to talk about it. That's why I don't want that to happen. That's why it's so vital that we do mention this. You know, we are paying attention. Here's the thing that gets me, the hand that the mainstream media has in this. In the Baltimore narrative, the stories that they choose to cover.
Oh, well.
That they choose
absolutely
to cover. You didn't see anywhere near the coverage of this poor police officer in Omaha, Nebraska that you saw with Michael Brown and the phone. Look, Time Magazine, I told you in a couple earlier segments that I was at the doctor's office this week. Had a great conversation with him. He's a gun lover and has his permit, and we always have fun conversations, particularly when I'm not getting bad news. Thank God I'm not getting bad news. But we have great conversations about that. As I'm sitting in the waiting room, I look at Time Magazine. And it's the whole riot thing in Time Magazine. You go back and look, I think it was mid-April. Time issue. You open it up and it goes right to Trayvon Martin. And there's a 12-year-old Trayvon Martin right there last month 12-year-old picture of Trayvon Martin. It's the way this is covered that just angers me.
Well, the way to fix that is us as conservatives need to get our media to focus on stuff like that. That's why I get so upset at Fox News, because they don't focus. Here's the thing. You have to understand who that news is for. Yeah. And we're not reaching that segment of society.
Yeah, we're getting ready to take a break. It is Memorial Day weekend. Please keep everyone in your thoughts. Remember why we're here. Remember why we're able to talk about it. And keep a special place in your heart for Carrie Roscoe and her family and that little girl. OmahaPoliceFoundation.org to donate. We'll be right back with Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We did a great fan giveaway today, a fan giveaway on Facebook. You can check those out and stay up with us over there, get up-to-the-minute information. You can catch me on Twitter at AARMark, at AARMark. You can also catch us at AAR Radio, at AARRADIO, and Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Sean, you were going to jump in quickly?
Excuse me, Mark. I just had a question to ask you. You said a what kind of giveaway?
We did a Crossbreed Holsters fan Facebook giveaway.
Okay.
And Rich Hale of Turlock, California, won his choice of a concealed carry pack or the shooter's pack. Both consist of a holster. The concealed carry pack is a super tuck inside the waistband, and the shooter's pack is in outside the waistband for the gun of your choice. Both contain a magazine carrier, and both contain a custom gun belt. So, Rich, you get your pick of that. Congratulations. All right, let's go to New Jersey. Nowhere else on planet Earth, except a couple other Democrat states, are as bad as New Jersey when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. And when you talk about the fight being waged for our freedoms, New Jersey is really, I look at it as the next Illinois. Alexander Rubian is the head of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander, welcome to the program, my friend. Frank has been on the program before. You've taken Frank's position as the head of the organization, correct?
Yes, as of January. And thanks again for having me on the show, Mark.
Oh, listen, thank you for being here. You guys have a tough fight up there, and I've talked to Frank. I've met Frank before. And boy, you got your hands full, all right? This is the state of Shanine Allen. This is the state of Brian Aitkins. This is the state of Chris Christie, the Rhino in chief. Oh my gosh, where do we even start with you, man? Take it away.
I don't even exactly where do we start.
Let's start. Go ahead.
Let me just clarify. New Jersey is by far the worst state when it comes to rights. I mean, I never thought in my life that Washington, D.C. and Chicago would have more, and Illinois, would have more rights than New Jersey would. And New Jersey is the last state that has this draconian system where we have to show a need before we apply for a constitutionally protected right. And that's why we're fighting the way we're fighting today.
The recent case in Washington, D.C. with Scullin, with Judge Scullin, and Alan Gottlieb, a great friend of this program and a regular contributor to the show. He may call in here during this hour, by the way.
Excellent.
The case, the case in Washington, D.C., the injunction that Scullin just put in that says, hey, guess what, D.C. and Kathy Lanier, you can't force good reason and decide what that good reason is for someone to exercise a fundamental right. Are you familiar with the case, and could it have any bearing on the state of New Jersey?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. They could have said that we don't want D.C. to be challenged so that states like New Jersey would not have to overturn those laws. You know, there's a lot of strategy that I believe probably happened behind the scenes that we're not aware of. There's also possibly the chance that if that case did go to the Supreme Court, what kind of bearing that could have on a state like New Jersey. And, you know, one thing I also want to emphasize is, you know, people are always saying, like, well, I'm from Texas or I'm from whatever, and why do I care about what happens in New Jersey? And we see this all the time. What happens in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey. And if you don't think that they copied our justifiable need clause in the Washington, D.C. case, you know, that's exactly where they got it from. So when people discuss like out-of-state issues and they think they're immune to what happens to the Northeast, for instance, I mean, even in Virginia, it's scary that, I mean, probably will never go anywhere with the way things are now, but their governor is even talking about reinstating one gun a month. I mean, that's just scary. It might not happen today, but don't underestimate this progressive left ambitions to want to make every state that way, and that's where it's going to lead to eventually.
Well, it is going to lead there. We understand that, and as you know, we echo that same theme, that being that the progressive left has one thing in mind, and that's to disarm the American population. That's their ultimate goal. Now, they lie. They hide behind lies.
Of course, they've got
Bloomberg's money. Every organization itself is based on a lie. We could do hours and hours of radio just going through their lies. Suffice to say, you guys have your problem in New Jersey is compounded a little bit by your governor, I think. You have a man who wants to run. We all know that he has his design set on the White House. He has a problem. He has a big problem, and that is conservatives, or let's just say gun owners like me, who don't live in New Jersey, understand what Chris Christie is all about. Now, does that mean that Chris Christie is going to have to lie to the nation? Because I got to tell you, Alexander, when people like me who sit outside the state and watch someone like Shanine Allen, did she get pardoned? Yeah, she got pardoned. But I never heard the governor say a peep about New Jersey's draconian gun laws when that woman's life was being turned upside down. So let's start there real quick. What am I supposed to make of that as someone that's watching what's going on in New Jersey?
What I would focus on is not, and he's done a lot of good things in regard to gun owners, and in sense of his pardons, as well as his vetoes that he's also, put forth and stopped a lot of the things that were being rammed through. But, I mean, Shanine Allen is one case. They said that there's over 100 cases that are similar to Shanine Allen's, one of them being a person that I've befriended over the past few months named Stefan Josie. And he forgot his he's an armed guard. You know, 2 hours before, it wasn't a big deal in the state's eyes that he was carrying his gun protecting rich people's money and jewelry and antiques. But the minute he put a gun in his car and was driving home and forgot that it was there, ended up getting pulled over that night, all of a sudden it was a felony. I mean, that just goes to show how absurd the laws are. And in regard to Chris Christie, I wouldn't focus on what he's done, but more on what he hasn't done.
Right.
He excuses it by saying he has a Democratic legislator and he can't do anything. First of all, the administrative code change has been up this year, and we didn't see anything from his camp saying we're going to push to have justifiable need redefined as self-defense. Because right now, justifiable need in the states, in the court's eyes, is defined as imminent danger to your life. But by the time you go through the whole process, most people are looking at probably about a year before they even have the opportunity to make their case to a judge. So it's like this, I mean, it's quite genius how they designed it, saying, oh, you just have to show us need, but it has to be imminent danger to your life. And by the time you go to the court system, if you're not killed at that time, then your justifiable need is not valid, because over a year has gone by now and you still haven't been killed or assaulted or raped or murdered or whatever. They believe that
denial in and of itself, as far as I'm concerned, is a crime, and someone or something, both actually, should be held accountable. There should be recourse to that. But we know how New Jersey politics is played, and we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I want to go back to the 100 cases you said, because this harkens back to why don't we know about those 100 cases? Because the media picks and chooses their fights. When we come back, Alexander Rubin, we continue to talk about New Jersey and their gun laws, and what it means to you. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
You're at 23 Main Street.
Yes, I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
On the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom. If you want a bigger dose, your doctor has also, you just need to pick up your other prescription, because I am on the air 5 days a week now, broadcasting Armed American Radio's daily defense to you Monday through Friday, live every single day, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, this monster weekend broadcast, Armed American Radio, the big show. We are now live on over 150-plus radio stations, close to 160 radio stations across the country. Thank you for tuning in. Several hundred cable, Apple TV, I don't know. I lose track of all that. But we are on from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, and every state in between, including parts unknown. The Daily Show is growing. You can visit armedamericanradio.com and click the little Listen Live button every single day. And it's 6 minutes after 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, every single day, you will get a dose. The show is a different twist than this show. We've got Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses, where Jennifer writes at guns.com and gives us information every day and covers the stories the mainstream press never tells you on a national level. We do. And DGUs, standing, of course, for defensive gun uses. We tell you the stories the mainstream press and the Everytown for Gun Safeties and the Liars and the Bloombergs and the Snakes and the Shills and all the rest of the phonies out there, the AstroTurfers, don't want you to know about. but it does happen, and we talk about them every single day. So it's great to have you here. A couple things I want to get out of the way here at the bottom of this hour. USCCA on air. Please head over there, activate your membership. You have about 5 or 6 days left to do it, 7 days left, I believe, from the sound of my voice right now, to be one of 4 grand prize winners. That includes all kinds of free cool stuff, range bags, and $1,000 for the gun of your choice, and $1,000 of free ammo for the gun of your choice, and a number of other things. USCCA on air, USCCA on air. And please make sure to check out Crossbreed Holsters and all of the rest of our great sponsors here on the program. Okay, we're going to go back to Alexander Rubin. We're talking about New Jersey politics. That's a loaded subject. We could go on, Alexander, on this one for a long, long time. Let's go back and start with this. You mentioned the comment about Christie. A lot of people around the country are watching Christie. They're concerned with him because, well, I'm not, just to say I know what he's all about when it comes to guns. Okay, mm-hmm. He's going to say whatever he wants and do whatever he wants at that particular moment in time. And I mentioned to you that I was very uncomfortable with the fact that Chris Christie never said anything about New Jersey's gun laws. Those of us in the know are very well aware of New Jersey's draconian gun laws and where New Jersey fits in the scheme of things across this country. That you're behind Illinois at this point should scare every New Jersey citizen to death. Having said that, you followed that up with, you know, it's not what he does, but it's what he doesn't do. What else isn't he doing that we need to pay attention to?
Well, right now, Stephon Josie, the other individual, very similar case to Shanine Allen, except that he is a resident of New Jersey, still is waiting to be pardoned. He has the application in. Similar situation. He got arrested. He was on track to putting a down payment on a home. He was going, you know, he had plans to get married. He had a great job. He tested top 1 percentile of the class that was going to apply to become a police officer. And because of the simple incident of making a mistake of leaving his gun in his glove box, he is now unemployed, cannot get a job anywhere for over a year and a half, living with his parents. And his life's been flipped upside down. And the point here is that you cannot point to one victim at all in his scenario. And what you were just discussing on the radio before about the agenda, and people always approach this situation, we're trying to address it by logic. You cannot approach this progressive agenda in New Jersey of being anti-gun with logic, because if that was
a great point,
then you would just say criminals cannot have guns and law-abiding citizens then. It's their agenda. That is the case here in New Jersey. They make it absolutely so difficult, and I see this every day trying to help people apply for their firearms card. They want to deter people from buying guns, and it's been working very well with them, because I have many people, my one friend, she's a teacher, she doesn't want the police officer calling her school asking if it's okay with the principal that she buys a gun.
Okay, well, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Let's go there. Why would that happen? I want people to understand. I want you to, please, wherever you're listening to the show today, please pay very careful attention to what you're about to hear. Alexander, why would that happen?
This is always the case. We're so accustomed to it. It's become second nature to us in New Jersey. But when I talk to anybody from any other part of America, for them it's so foreign that what happens is through what they call their investigative process, when you apply for a card, it's called the Firearm Identification Card, that was implemented in 1966 in New Jersey, never changed. This was pre-NICS, and because of NICS, it's basically outdated, but the legislators don't want to repeal it because it makes it more difficult and costly to apply for a firearms card. So when the police department is doing their investigation, which they could do in 30 seconds, looking on modern computers if this person's a criminal or not, we've had cases – they even recorded that they called applicant employment asking if there's ever been any confrontations with the applicant, with anybody at work. So to basically draw a conclusion that, well, he got into an argument or a dispute with employee so-and-so, therefore we're going to deny him his right to be able to buy a gun.
All right, what does that card enable you to do if you pass all of their little checks and kneel before Zod? What does that – tell us about the card.
Well, you think that then you have the opportunity to go and buy a firearm, a long gun, or let's say a handgun. But if you want to apply for a handgun, it's a completely different permitting system, which you can only apply for up to three, I believe. But some towns say, no, we're going to only allow you to apply for one. And you can only buy one gun a month with that permit, which expires after 90 days. But if you wanted to go buy 50 AR-15s or 50 shotguns or, you know, any type of long gun that you want, you can go in with that card and buy them all on the same day. And then you have to go through the NICS system as well.
Okay. It's not an easy process. How long of a process is it? If I move to New Jersey, which I wouldn't do today, but let's just assume I did. Let's assume – see, I lived there when I was a sophomore in high school. I lived in Wayne for 1 year.
Awesome. That's my old stomping ground.
Yeah, I went to Wayne Hills High School. In fact, I'll give you a name. My sister dated Jerry Speziale.
Okay.
Oh, do you know who that? You know who that is?
No.
He's the former sheriff in Passaic County.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He was a real big shot there, but he was a real punk when he was in high school. I don't mind saying that. But anyway, he's been out of there for a while, so it's not surprising that you don't remember the name. But having said that, if I move back there, let's say today, and I apply for this card, what's it going to cost me? Let's assume all of my checks go. What's it going to cost me, and how long is it going to take me to get it?
Well, it's going to cost you over $100, and it ranges. Some people get it within 30 days, and some people have literally waited for over a year. And that's been more of the common trend. They're just delaying the process. They're not, and then we've had police chiefs, who is the individual that signs off on the FID, firearm identification card, literally telling our members that they'll do it when they feel like it, because they have absolutely no repercussions or consequences for not signing the card.
Okay. This is what the progressive left, this is what Every Town for Gun Safety, this is, have they ever met, by the way, we've got 20 seconds, so I'll let you close out this segment. I'll go to this question quickly. Have the Bradys or the Every Towns or the Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is, by the way, have they ever found a New Jersey gun law that they didn't like?
No, they want more. Now they're trying to push another type of law, which is already law in our books in regard to people that are accused of domestic violence, not even convicted or anything.
Yeah, okay, yeah, here we go right back to the due process thing again. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Alexander Rubin. We'll fill you in more with what's going on in New Jersey. This is the model they want for you. I hope you're listening. It's incredible. This is what they're trying to do to you. We'll be back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. We're going to wrap up this hour of the program with Alexander Rubian of the Second Amendment Society, the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Before we go back into some of the just the crazy stuff that New Jersey provides us, such a glaring example of what the progressive, gun-hating, zealot, gun-control, jihadi movement wants for all of us, let me do two things. Alexander, let me say this. It was not long ago on this very program that I told listeners in Illinois, move, get out, there's no hope for you. And I was promptly scolded by a number of great gun rights advocates in the state of Illinois, many of them good friends of this program, who said to me, look, I understand why you would say that. However, we can't. And it's our responsibility to stay here and fight. And you know what? They were right. And I publicly apologized on this program. And here's what I say to you. Based on what we learned in Illinois, there is hope for New Jersey because of men like you and your organization. And we know that when the Second Amendment Foundation wins another case in Washington, D.C., and the New York Post is writing about it in an opinion piece column, petrified that that ruling is going to migrate north to New York, which I can promise you it will, that it will also, you got to go through Jersey to get to New York. It's also going to have an impact on you. There's hope for you, and thank you for the fight. You're the reason, and your organization is the reason there's hope that freedom will come back to New Jersey. Christie's no help to you. See, you guys measure success based on how few crappy laws get put in front of the governor this legislative session. While the rest of us are having pro-gun bills signed, you guys sadly have to measure success based on how many bad bills the governor vetoes. But I just wanted to say that as we round out this segment, to thank you. There is hope for you, and we will do everything we can on this end to help you guys out. So keep fighting that fight, brother.
Absolutely. And you know, you bring up a really important point because, you know, I'm only 33 years old. I don't have kids. I could easily relocate. But that's not the point. You know, right. my grandparents from my mother's side, they fled Cuba, not of their own will, because they had Fidel Castro, you know, forcing guns down their, you know, their face and into their homes, you know, and they had to flee tyranny. And on my father's side, they were survivors of the Armenian genocide. So when it comes to identifying and knowing communism and tyranny, like, that runs in our family. So my objective here is to kill this here in New Jersey so that nobody else ever has to deal with it, because I'm sick and tired of running. My family's sick and tired of running. I'm not going to leave the state that I grew up in, that I love, and I want to raise my family in the state that I know, because some tyrants in our state house are creating ridiculous laws that is not about, like, public safety, but about pursuing and, you know, forcing their agenda on us.
That's admirable, man, and it's difficult, but it is. It's admirable what you're doing, the fight that, because I know what you're up against up there. I'm asking questions of you because I want other people to hear your answers. All right, it's painful to listen to some of these things. Let's go back to, first off, where can people find you? How can they help you in New Jersey? What's your website?
It's NJ, as in New Jersey, the number 2AS.com.
NJ2AS.com, that stands for New Jersey Second Amendment Society.com. What does membership cost? Do you accept donations? And obviously, we don't have to live in New Jersey to help, right?
No, we have our membership runs nationally. It's fantastic. I even have some members in Canada. It's $35 a year. It's relatively inexpensive. And, we're dedicated to fighting here under our new leadership. You know, we're not going to have this false narrative begging and trying to educate our legislators to protect our rights. You know, right now we have a rally to recall one of our senators, who's our Senate president, on June 27th. And I'd love to.
Now, let's go there. I'm glad you mentioned it. Let's do that. That was on the agenda. Let's go.
Yeah, and I mean, that's all about. You know, we spent 4 years. We started in 2010. We spent over 4 years, you know, trying to speak and have a narrative with these legislators that they don't care. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but 2 years ago, there was a hot mic session where our Senate Majority Leader was caught saying, why are we even talking about this? We should pass a bill that's going to confiscate.
Yes.
But when I met with her a few months before, she was giving me, oh, yeah, we should, you know, have common sense gun laws, and we should work together and do this and do that. And the minute they had their opportunity and they wanted to exploit Newtown, they just paraded all over it and ran about, it was over 88 bills through the legislature in less than 2 weeks, which is insane. And, you know, luckily because of our efforts and our membership, we were able to have Christie veto most of those. But I'm tired of having to beg our government to be doing the job which they should be doing, which is protecting our rights, you know, not expanding their power and contracting our liberties.
Well, you just hit the nail. You just hit one of many nails on the head when you said you had about 88 bills come out, which is insane. You're absolutely correct. It is. And here again, we're defining success in New Jersey by how many bills the governor vetoed. And that's we have to turn that around. We have to turn success into, hey, we got this bill through the legislature and Christie signed it. As a result, we can carry hollow point ammunition in our firearms, and we can now have a firearm in our vehicle with a permit. At least that's progress. That's incremental
stuff. That's progress, exactly.
That's what we have to see in New Jersey.
Exactly. And there's two scenarios that you could always have in government. They either love you and fear you, or they hate you and not fear you. And right now in New Jersey, they hate us and they don't fear us. That's why they get away with these things.
But this is Democrat infestation. This has been Democrat infestation in New Jersey for many, many years. Okay, in the essence of time, got to move quickly. The name of the individual that you're working to recall is?
Our Senate President, Stephen Sweeney. We're launching it on June 27th. We have to collect about 40,000 signatures. And you know, we're standing united with the rest of the nation. We want to make this a national example that the next time even someone even mentions gun control or does anything to attack our rights and affect law-abiding citizens, we're just going to get them out of office or recall them or have no compromise with them whatsoever.
All right, you're going to have to educate the electorate in New Jersey. It's got to start there. Elections have consequences, and the people that keep electing these clowns have got to be made aware. That's why you have to visit NJ2AS.com, NJ2AS.com.
And the recall, we have a recall site. It's Recall Sweeney. That's spelled SWEENEY.com. And you can find out more information about the recall. If someone wants to come from New Jersey or out of state to help out, they can sign up as a volunteer. They'll get our updates, and everything will be on there as well.
All right. In addition to that, this arrogant SOB made the following comment. Yeah, bring them on.
Exactly. Well, we're going to bring it on, Senator Sweeney.
All right. Hey, Alexander, thank you for jumping on the program with us today. It's not going to be the only time you'll be here. I think we're going to have a fairly regular segment with you coming up over the course of the remainder of this year. You need help up there. We'll do everything that we can. We'll be in touch by email. Anytime you have anything that you need the microphone for, just shoot an email over to me, and
absolutely,
we'll make sure that it's aired. Thank you. NJ2AS to help out. It's ridiculous. It's tyrannical in New Jersey, and it has to change. Together we can make it work. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend. I will be on the air. Freedom never takes a break. Tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. I'll see you on the radio. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. There are dinosaurs out there. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.